don't know what I just did, but fuck it.
Two tears in the bucket.
I think all our volumes are good enough.
They're probably fine. They're probably fine. That's
is
yelling.
There something on there that says balance? Is this one balance? Is that balance? That's balance. Yeah. That is why I was only coming through one headphone. Not that it matters because we record mono anyway. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Yeah, that's me.
We're running really late, and this is going to be a short episode because somebody is like, you know.
Somebody gave an accurate time frame of when they'd be here.
No, somebody
by
said
saying
one.
About one is
not a half an hour late.
It's 20 minutes.
That's like 1 to
it's
105.
It's 20 minutes. There's a 20 minutes.
Maybe even 110.
There's a give or take 20 minute buffer. There is.
20 minutes is a totally different new about.
No, it's totally
once different. You hit 20 minutes, that's a whole new level of about.
It's fine.
It's not fine.
We're fine.
You go to your doctor appointment 20 minutes late, see what happens.
I'll go 20 minutes early.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
It's not the same.
If you showed up,
it's a buffer.
If you showed up at 12:40, we'd have time to do an episode. Piece of shit.
We got time to do an episode. Do we really have things to talk about?
No, we've never had anything to talk about in 6 years, but here we are.
That's not true at all. We've had a lot of really good things to talk about.
What, Aldo Clock Bar?
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's not a thing worth talking about.
I mean, it was, though. It was funny.
Tess Holliday? That was never a thing worth acknowledging existed.
No, that definitely wasn't. It was funny, though.
That time some dentist killed a tiger or a lion or whatever? Was that really worth our time?
Mm-hmm.
You know how I know none of that was worth...
Because I got to call Ricky Gervais a cunt?
You know how I know none of that was worth talking about?
What?
You never even bothered to try to put that shit back online.
You have no idea how fucking painstaking that would be. I'd have to upload every episode one at a time.
Why?
That's how it fucking works.
I thought you had it all online still. Why can't you just move that folder?
It's not how that works. I have to create a new, like, the way the podcast, the website's set up.
Yeah.
Is every podcast I want to put up, I have to create a post. So that would be like 200 individual posts I'd have to create to do that.
That's irritating.
Yes, that's why I haven't fucking done it, Trevor.
That doesn't
make... That's part of the reason I haven't done it. The other part is that's 2020 and I don't want to get canceled.
I mean...
Because there's that too, and we recognize this.
I mean, you've said things pretty bad still in the
Peter
last...
Peter Parker's uncle is probably my... You know, that's the one I really want.
Yeah. That's like episode 3.
I know, that was really, really early. I thought about doing just like some kind of FTP server.
Where yeah.
People, anybody wants to go
can go it, download
they
the
can just go listen, but none of them have fucking names on them.
I mean, they it's should just all just numbered. Be the Loud Neighbors 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, unless you change the names when
no,
you upload
they're,
them.
They're just numbered, but it's
because when I send them to you, they're podcast episode 1, podcast episode 2, podcast episode 3.
Yes, I know, but they are they're numbered, but
yeah.
There's no titles.
Eh, titles don't mean anything anyway.
Yeah, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
When has a title ever been anything to do with the episode?
Every time.
Never.
Every time. It's always been usually the punchline.
Of maybe one joke in the middle of an hour of just pointless rambling.
Yes.
Like, nothing we say has... It's not like we have a theme or anything like that in an episode.
Look. So here's the thing. Yesterday, I'm watching TV with Doria.
Right.
And there's all these commercials on.
Yes.
And they're promoting this new, like, podcast kind of thing by Gloria Estefan. I'm like, who the fuck wants to listen to that?
Nobody.
And she was like, yeah, but they're probably interesting. I'm like, they're less interesting than me and Trevor.
Yeah.
And that's not a high bar.
Almost certainly.
And it just kind of made me, I started thinking about it. I'm like everybody's fucking doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure we're just kind of mildly funny to some people.
Sure.
But like.
But we're miles better than 90% of the shit out there.
There's so much fucking garbage out there.
Yeah. Remember Kinda Funny? We're way funnier than them.
I don't remember Kinda Funny.
Oh, it
sounds familiar, but.
The guy with the squidgy lips.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fucking hated him. He's such a creep. He looks like he touches children.
They fired the one
Colin
Republican
Moriarty.
On their show for making like the most fucking tame joke on the planet. I think he said, oh, there was like Women Weren't Gonna Drive Day or some shit. No, I don't remember.
Something about Women Something Day, and there's like a silent protest or yeah. something. Yeah.
And he made like the most like point, the most boring and inane joke ever. How am I gonna get my dinner or something? I don't remember. Something just like,
it wasn't even that bad.
No, it was like the most 19.
It was. Fucking, I think it was like some kind of women on Twitter just posting blank tweets,
yeah,
or some shit like that. And he was like, ah, oh, finally some peace and quiet.
Yeah, something like that. Something completely innocuous.
Yeah.
And so he got kicked off of the company he helped start
mm-hmm.
by his quote unquote friends for being offensive.
Yes.
And that's San Francisco.
He's a misogynist.
Disgusting.
I watched a couple of movies last night.
Yeah.
One was great, one was awful.
Okay.
So which one do you want me to start with?
I want to hear about the great one because that's way less interesting, and then we'll lead into the awful one.
The great one is The Mule.
Okay.
It's a Clint Eastwood movie. Oh. Came out 2 years ago. He's
a like drug mule?
Yes.
All right.
He becomes a drug mule for the Mexican cartels.
Colin, how could an animal be smart enough to carry drugs Jesus across the border?
Jesus Christ.
How could a mule know to where to go with the drugs? Anyway, go on.
I've heard people defend her. I didn't know what that meant. How do you fucking get to an age that's beyond 7 and not know what the fuck that word means, you moron?
How do you remember to breathe?
Like, also... that lady, she's a district, like she's like a state representative in Georgia.
Yeah.
So like their own state government.
Yeah.
And like one of the most densely, Mexican populated districts in the state.
She also doesn't know that states can set their own minimum wage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She posted about how she like, there was some fucking article about how she thought that only the federal government could set a minimum wage, and she didn't realize states could set their own higher minimum wage.
I mean, most states just, most states for a long time just kind of just went with the federal because it was easy to
but
do.
But almost none of them do right now because I'm pretty sure federal is still $7 and most states are
$7.25 or something.
And like most states are like 9 to 15 right now.
Yeah. Which isn't that how it should be anyway?
Yes.
I see that shit constantly. Everybody's like, oh, the federal government needs to... No, how about the states are supposed to do it?
Yeah, because...
It's different from state to state, for one.
Because
especially with that.
Yeah. It's fucking different from city to city in some states.
Or like these, like the lockdown mandates like California has.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, they needed to do a federal mandate. They don't, though, because the needs in different states are different. Like, the needs that California and New York have are different than the needs that Nebraska and Kansas and Wyoming have.
Even within a state and both of those things, like, what San Francisco needs as a minimum wage is way different than what like fucking hick towns in the middle of nowhere in California need as a minimum wage.
Yeah. Up in weed country.
What Omaha needs as fucking public safety restrictions is way different than what fucking Ord, Nebraska needs as public safety restrictions.
100%. And I thought that was the point of having those like
local
governments.
Yeah, why have local governments if you just want fucking Donald Trump to run every aspect of your life? Remember, every time you want the government to do something, what you're saying is you want Donald Trump to be directly in charge of every decision you make.
That way they
think
can
about
complain
that.
About him more.
Think about it in that fucking context. Every time you think the federal government should do something, you want Mitch McConnell to make a decision for you, you fucking idiots.
His responsibility.
Mitch McConnell should decide how much money you make. That's what you want.
Yes. So anyway, he's a drug mule.
Anyway, right.
He's a retired botanist. He like loses his botany. I think he specialized in like lilies or something.
All right.
Was it lilies or... Anyway. And the internet just kind of killed his business.
Sure.
And, you know, he just lost money. And apparently he spent most of his time on the road working.
All right.
Ignoring his family. So his family's all pissed off at him.
So the same character Clint Eastwood plays in every movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it was the same character in Gran Torino where all his family hates him because he's a curmudgeonly old idiot who ignores
his
family.
No, his family is awful. They're awful monsters. He wasn't. His family was awful monsters.
All right, that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, they were just the fucking greedy pieces of shit who only ever came around when they wanted something.
That's true.
And he's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, loved my wife. and you guys all suck, and I'm regretful that you were born. That was that movie. He's like, I'm going to go ahead movie. And adopt this little Asian kid for no fucking apparent reason, because he's appreciative.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, he shows up for his granddaughter's, like, pre-wedding party, and his ex-wife and daughter are all pissed off at him because, you know, he didn't show up for any of their stuff. And
well, yeah.
And he's like, well, all right. They throw a big hissy fit. And he's like, well, fuck it. I'll leave then.
Yeah.
And the granddaughter's like, well, but I invited you.
Yeah.
So as he's walking away, some Mexican dude sees him. It's like,
so his family like, there is.
A-S-A.
So his family in this movie is also awful.
Yeah. They're kinda
because
awful.
Instead of just letting his granddaughter have a nice fucking, you know, day with her grandfather, they ruined her wedding.
Yes, they did.
Because they're fucking petty assholes.
Yeah, pretty much.
God damn.
I know. I was just like, I'm watching it. I'm like, God, no wonder why he never fucking wanted to be around these people.
No shit. Also,
those fucking assholes.
Also, that's exactly how people are. Everybody's so fucking petty and selfish.
I'm definitely not like that. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, you'd say that, but
I'm not, though.
If you weren't, you would have showed up on time. Go on.
Okay. I guess. So this Mexican guy just kind of approaches him. I'm not really sure why. I think he heard him say that, you know, he's disappointed he couldn't pay for his daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
This Mexican guy.
Look, because you need the movie to happen.
He's like, hey, I got job for you. He's called his number.
Remember like 10 minutes ago when you were worried about getting canceled?
That's not racist. That is literally how they all talk.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
I would like to disavow all of that.
No, you wouldn't.
I know.
You know I'm right.
I'm sure plenty of them are very fine people. The ones who aren't rapists and
I know. He said, and I assume that some of them are good people.
Should never assume.
No.
Go on.
So he goes and meets up with these people and they put a package, you know, a bunch of stuff in the back of his truck.
Right.
And
he becomes a drug mule.
Yeah, he becomes a drug mule. And he's kind of oblivious to it the first few times he does it.
Yeah.
Which is weird because I'm like, what did you think you were doing? And then he goes back and he's looking like he sees something popped up out of his tonneau cover on his van.
And he finds drugs. I'm just watching the wind. Don't worry about it.
And he finds drugs. And then he's like, oh, well. But then he sees how much money they keep giving him. And he's like, I mean, I can do a couple more runs.
All right.
And it's just a couple more runs. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good movie.
All right.
It's a Clint Eastwood movie. So,
I'll check it out. Yeah. What was it called? The Mule?
The Mule.
All right.
And then the other movie.
Yeah, what's the other movie?
I didn't finish it because it's that bad.
You should always finish bad movies.
No.
What was it called?
Yeah, it was Borat, too.
Oh, Jesus. It's a
Clint movie film.
Well, I mean, the first one was barely good.
The first one's funny.
It has a few funny scenes.
See, here's...
And then half the movie...
So...
Here's the problem with the first movie and why everybody thinks it's funny. Everybody remembers when he's like, my wife! Remember when he said, my wife, Colin?
Mm-hmm.
And remember that scene where he sings the national anthem of Boratia or whatever?
Yeah.
Those parts are funny. Do you remember that the other, like, 70 minutes of the film was just him in a thong bikini running around naked and that's not funny?
It wasn't. No, that was like 5 minutes of the movie.
That's like 90% of all of his movies are him like, oh, it's the problem with Jackass. Like, yeah, okay, like when it's funny when you're like, I don't know, call a carpet cleaner to your house and there's blood splatters all over the carpet. That's funny. But then the rest of it is just them kicking each other in the balls and that's not funny.
And that wasn't the rest of that movie. So, like the part where he goes to the bed and breakfast with the two Jewish people.
That's funny.
Yeah. But there's a lot of parts like that in that movie.
But then most of it is just him in a bikini. But it
was like, a lot of that movie was, there are reasons that movie was funny. Part of it was like, some of the shit he did and got other people to like, just be like, yeah. It was like, wow, those people are garbage.
Yeah.
He tried dipping into that well again.
Yeah.
And it really felt more like people were just like, I just don't want to fucking deal with them. So I'm going to laugh it off.
Yeah.
And just fucking get this guy out of here, whatever. Like, there's one scene where he's trying to buy a cage for his daughter. and the guy's like, okay. All right. And he's like, how many women can fit in there? And the guy's like, I mean, just one, I guess. And then there's another part where...
So his bits weren't landing, but he didn't have enough that did land to make a film out of, so he just used the ones that didn't land? Is that what happened?
I think so.
All right.
Like it was there was one funny, like maybe one or two parts I was like, oh. Like he tries taking his daughter into the... He's trying to get his daughter in the movie.
Yeah.
A makeover.
Right.
And they go to find a sexy dress for her.
Yeah.
And the lady brings out a dress in like one of those plastic dry cleaning bags and hands it to her. And she goes back and she comes out with the bag over her.
That's pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
It's pretty funny. I think the problem just from the previews, because I'll never watch this movie because I don't think Sacha Baron Cohen is funny. I think he should stick to dramas. His costumes are all obviously costumes. Yes. So he's obviously not a real person.
Right.
Whereas like in the first movie, like, yeah, his accent was super over the top. And unless you're a fucking retard, you're going to know it's a bit. But at least he looked like a person.
Well, I mean, those are mostly the people in the sketch or people that are fucking right. retards.
Which is why it worked. But like this one, I don't they're it's obviously a costume.
Mm.
I don't know. Just judging from the trailer.
And it was really leaning hard into the whole Orange Man bad thing.
Of course it was.
And I'm just like, yeah. It's just...
Like, I get it.
I guess it's, I don't know, I don't, maybe low-hanging fruit? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean... It wasn't fucking funny.
So it's Sacha Baron Cohen comedy. It's always been low-hanging fruit.
It's worse,
remember
though.
That time he was just...
It's worse because it's like, and so much of it is more fucking terribly graphic.
Yeah.
I don't know if graphic's the right word. Just like, over-the-top disgusting. Like...
So they really leaned into the being the fat guy in the fucking thong bikini?
Like there's one where they go to a debutante ball.
Yeah.
And his daughter's dancing, but, apparently lifts up her dress and has period blood all over herself. And I'm like, yeah, it's not funny.
That's not funny
at all.
Who's that a joke for?
It's just fucking gross. Cause then everybody there's like, there's another one where she eats a cupcake that's got a little tiny baby on top of it. A little plastic baby.
Yeah.
And she swallows it and they go to an abortion doctor. Or they go to a doctor who, and they're asking to get the baby out of her. And he's like, well, no, we're not going to do that because that's not what I do.
Oh.
And they're like, but I put it in her. She's my daughter. And he's like, well, I mean, I guess we're here, huh? But I'm still not doing that.
Yeah.
But they're trying to make him out to look like a fucking evil piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because he won't abort a baby.
But he's probably not even an OBGYN or whatever.
Maybe he is, but that's not what, apparently what he does.
Yeah. Like you got to go to an abortion clinic for that?
Like, I don't know. Also, I still cannot understand how you can look at somebody who doesn't want to give abortions.
As a villain?
Yes.
How dare you don't want to kill my baby for me?
What the fuck? That's the weirdest thing about the left. Is like, if you're not pro-choice, you're evil. I'm like, wait. If I'm not willing to murder unborn children, I'm evil? Like,
ironically,
you can make your fucking arguments about like a woman being like having autonomy over her body, but at the same time, like you can't, like can you really sit there and pretend to give a fuck about like immigrant children in cages or like you don't actually care. It's just you care when it's convenient for you.
Yeah, it's everybody.
I know it is.
Yeah.
But it's fucking it's annoying as shit.
I agree.
And that one's more that one really stands out to me.
That's fair.
I'm just like So you're a piece of shit, but you pretend you're not.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So you're like the Christians that you hate.
Look, me personally, I think women should be allowed to murder their children.
I think they should be forced.
Yeah. And kidding. I don't care how old those children are. I think until those kids are out of the house, you have the right to just finish that off. Like, oh, I regret this decision.
Okay. I get it.
This 10-year-old's a real shit, and I'm sick of him. I'm sick of his fucking mouth. Taking him in for an abortion.
Fucking... ridiculous. But yeah, it was not a good movie. I didn't get to the point where apparently Rudy Giuliani's got his hands down his pants.
I watched that scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did it look like he was tucking his shirt in?
He kind of looked like he was tucking his shirt in. But
oh, did it?
Yeah.
Because that's what he's claimed.
Yeah. Look, I'm not going to defend Rudy Giuliani. He's obviously a creep because he fucking got lured back into this back bedroom with this reporter who was obviously in her mid-20s, even though they pretended she was 15.
15, yeah.
I don't know if they ever said her age to him before this scene. I have no idea. I don't care. But
if they didn't show it, they did not say it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't watch the whole movie. I just saw the scene of him. No,
I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. I just saw him with his hands in his pants, and I could see it as him tucking his shirt in.
Yeah.
I mean, his hands were in there for an awful long time, but he didn't pull a dick out, so I don't know why his hands would be in his pants to pull his dick out and then not pull his dick out.
Yeah.
That's weird. But, I mean, if Rudy Giuliani gets fucking burned for being a pedophile for this, I'm not sad about it. You know? Oh, no.
Fair.
Not Rudy Giuliani, who was, you know, problems aside, the best mayor New York City's ever had.
Yeah.
But,
true.
You know.
Most popular, too.
Yeah. You know, the one who actually made that city not smell like a toilet, which it took the next guy, like, fucking less than a decade to do. Don't go to New York City anymore. I'm glad I went when I did.
Yeah.
Like, right in the wake of 9/11, when the city was at its best.
Fuck, that's sad.
It is. But, you know, there was no crime. You could walk. We were walking around at 3 a.m, not scared at all. Police fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't smell pee or see human feces or drug needles anywhere. I bet you can't say that now.
It's really weird. Them blue cities.
Yeah. Hmm. I watched a shit ton of movies as well, but I cannot remember the names of any of them because they all just kind of were the same movie.
Yeah.
Just, I just found the low budget found footage movie section on Amazon and pushed play. Watched a ton of them. They were great. All of them are bad and great.
Sounds terrible.
Yes, but I enjoyed every second of it.
Okay.
Most of them, like three of them, were basically people lost in the woods, and then one of the main characters kills the other main character at the end, and there's no reason for it, but hey.
Oh, perfect.
This is the formula. There was one with a witch that was pretty decent, where the setup was, it was like a home makeover show, and it was like this weird little fucking cottage in some like fucking Germanic fucking village or Norse village or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then it turns out it was a witch's house and all the townspeople murdered everybody trying to kill the witch who lived in the house, who then came out and killed all the townspeople. That one was fun. Okay. It was called They're Watching.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
But
they're all terrible.
Yeah. Probably.
But I enjoy them.
That's...
And they're such low investment movies that you can just kind of have on and ignore and...
That's my favorite kind of movies.
Kinda.
Oh, the other thing about The Mule, less than 2 hours.
Okay.
So.
Nice. So it's a perfect film.
Yep. Basically.
All right.
I'm just telling you, I don't get it. I don't get the need for 2.5 to 3 hour films.
I like them.
Yeah. That's fine if it's a really good movie. Like The Green Mile.
Sure.
Or Shawshank Redemption.
Or The Dark Knight.
Rises?
No, The Dark Knight.
Rises.
No, the first Dark Knight.
Rises.
Yeah, but the Dark Knight is great.
Yes, it is. Yeah. You know what isn't? The Dark Knight Rises, and it was longer.
Yeah, but you know what? That movie would have been bad at 1.5 hours, so the problem isn't the length.
Yes, but it would have only been 1.5 hours. I wouldn't have had to sit in the theater for 3 fucking hours.
You could have just got up after 1.5 hours.
I couldn't because my back was fucked up at the time. So I was kind of stuck until I was committed, Trevor.
That's not the movie's fault.
It is.
That's your poor life decisions and fucking BMI's fault.
Look. Fuck, man. I don't care.
Did I talk about getting my CPAP machine last week?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I rant about the lady?
Mm.
Did I rant about the lady in my CPAP meeting with me?
No.
Oh, my God. Give me a second to see if I can... find notes.
I want to read a California man.
You do it.
Article. 12-year-old labeled truant could face arrest or fine for missing 90 minutes of Zoom class. A family in San Francisco received a letter from their son's middle school recently threatening to the child's arrest for missing 90 minutes of Zoom class, according to the local media. This is our fourth child going through this middle school, and out of the blue, we got a letter. The letter alleges Masterov's son, age 12, missed 3 30-minute Zoom sessions as unexcused absences. The district says that makes the boy a truant of the state and makes him subject to arrest or a fine.
For what?
Missing three classes.
He missed three classes?
Yep, and they might arrest him.
A child?
Yep, a 12-year-old.
Sure, why not? California's really nailing it.
Yeah, they should decide the election for the entire country.
Right.
Because they're smart.
Yeah.
They're real smart, Trevor.
It's not like their whole state is literally on fire or anything.
That's why I don't... whatever. Fuck it. I don't care.
I want to hear about this fucking lady who was sitting in front of me in my CPAP class. Yeah, so to get a CPAP machine, you got to take a class that's like, I don't know, an hour or so long. Help yourself to candy. Yeah, I hand out the good stuff because I'm awesome.
Are you putting a tube on your front porch to drop it into the buckets for kids?
No.
No?
Get fucked. I'm just going to stand there and give kids candy. If they don't like it, they cannot take my good candy. And that's more for you to eat.
Give them COVID.
And then you can complain about your back when you're fucking so fat from all this candy you're about to house. So this lady sitting there, you go to class, there's four of us in the class, you're sitting there, and they teach you all the parts of the fucking machine, how to turn it on, how to use it, how to fucking put the stupid mask on your face, how to maintain it, how to clean everything up, how to replace the filters. You know, basic shit that should be easy for everybody.
Sure.
The first thing they show, there's a little switch, you go, it opens it up, and then there's a little water tank in it. You can pull out the water tank, because it has a little humidifier built into it. And then the lady teaches us how to take it apart and blah, 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 blah. As soon as this fucking lady in front of me picks it up, she turns the fucking thing on. Like, she hits the power button and then spends the next, I don't know, 6 hours flipping this fucking thing over and over and over again, trying to find... There's one button on this whole fucking thing. It looks like a fucking snooze button on a giant alarm clock. This thing's like fucking a foot long. And 6 inches wide.
Did this lady look like she just eats cakes? Like whole cakes for fun?
No. She was the opposite of that. She looked like she eats whole meth for fun.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, just fucking like that kind of black frazzled like hair that looks like it's made of straw and just kind of comes out everywhere. And then like bone skinny and like tattoos that look like they were done for a budget.
Okay.
Probably by a kid who lives in the trailer behind her. So she keeps like, and the teacher's like, just push the power button. The power button is literally like a space bar across the whole front of this thing with a big power button sign on it. You can't fucking miss it. It's the only button. And the lady's like, push the button. Just push the button. You just got to push the button. Just push that power button. Cause you know, when you have it on, it makes no noise.
Yeah.
But when it's just on and it's like, sounds like a vacuum. Cause it's, you know, it's pumping air. It's like, so she can't teach the class over this sound. So we just got us all sit here and wait for like 5 fucking minutes while this idiot tries to find the fucking power button.
Tries to find the only button.
Then she finally figures it out. And then every 5 minutes for the class, whether we're supposed to be, you know, touching this machine or not, she keeps somehow accidentally fucking brushing on the button and turning it on.
Oh my God.
So like every 5 fucking minutes for this like 2 hour class that should have been done in fucking 10 minutes.
Yell at her.
This lady's got to stop talking and just stare at her while she tries to find the power button again.
Jesus. Were you guys all in masks?
No. Well, yes, actually. But we were all also at separate tables with plastic around us, so. And then the teacher would explain something. She'd be like, oh, this is how this works, blah, 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 blah. And then she'd be like, okay, but what if I want to do this? And the question she asked would be the thing the teacher just explained. So she'd have to say, well, like I just said, blah, 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 and explain the exact thing she had just explained because the lady just wasn't
Jesus Christ.
Paying attention. So there's like there's a built-in humidifier on it, and it's got settings for how much humidity and how much heat, like two separate settings. So it can be a whole lot of cold mist or a little bit of warm mist or anywhere in between. A little, you know, a medium amount of medium mist. You can go in between. She explains this to her. And the lady just kept asking, well, yeah, but what if I don't want it as warm because I don't like it? I don't like it to be real warm. And she's like, well, you can just turn the, yeah, but like I need the mist, but what if I don't want it real warm? Well, yeah, there's in the settings. You can
Jesus
set the,
Christ.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't like it real warm. Cause I get claustrophobic. I can't have it real warm. But this went on for literally 10 minutes of her asking this same fucking question that she had just explained about turning the fucking dial down to turn the heat down.
She should have held her, just said, okay, you're going to wait here till after we're done, and then told her the wrong answers. That way it killed her at night. Because it seems like the best solution for that.
Yeah, this lady's class should have been, okay, you take the hose, you just wrap it around your neck, you tie it off to something and jump off a fucking building. Because goddamn.
Those people vote. Trevor?
There's a second button, a little tiny second button called the ramp button. What that does is, so your CPAP has a setting, like let's say you need 10 pressure.
Yeah.
And the ramp button, you hit that. If you wake up in the middle of the night and the pressure's too hard for you to fall back asleep to, you hit the ramp button, it knocks it down to low pressure and then slowly builds up as you sleep. The teacher's like, and this button, and the lady who doesn't know anything suddenly pipes up, oh, that's the ramp button, and she knows exactly how, like, suddenly she wants to teach the class, even though, like, that's all she knew was that the word was ramp.
But or maybe they use it in meth.
But she really had to point that ramp button out, because she knew what it was, and she was so fucking proud of herself for knowing the word ramp, but then immediately didn't understand how it worked and kept asking... But how do I do this if I... Did you just push the button? But how? That was 2 hours of my life.
Did you not say anything the whole time while she was doing this?
No.
God.
That is not my job to say anything. I just fucking sat there with my hands in my lap staring at the teacher.
I don't deal well with that.
Who, as soon as we were done, the teacher's like, you can go. I'm like, thank you. And then I got up and left. While the other idiots were still in there asking the same questions that had just been answered.
Like, yeah. I've never dealt well with that.
I mean, there's like, no dealing with it.
There is. There is dealing, sitting there.
Yeah.
And dealing with it. Yeah. But, like, I remember working at my old job.
Yeah.
That I don't have anymore. And there was a discussion we had.
Yeah.
About... It was when they were doing their fucking the KKR takeover.
Yeah.
And they're talking about cutting costs and doing this and that and this and that.
Yeah.
And there's one guy who would always ask the dumbest fucking questions.
Yes.
And this one time he was like, so like maybe we just don't do ice cream days. You know, the thing they did twice a year?
Yeah.
That cost this company $30.
Yeah.
Look, maybe we just don't do ice cream day, and that will help out. Are you actually that fucking dumb?
Yes. Yes,
and,
he is.
And that's the thing. Like, whoever was up giving it, I don't remember if it was like Totem Pole or whoever the fuck.
Yeah.
They didn't immediately just go... What's wrong with you? Because I would have.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Don't ever raise your hand again.
Right.
Unless you're dying.
Goddamn. We had one of those at my employment who every time we had a meeting, no matter what the meeting was about, the meeting could be about like healthcare. The meeting could just be compliance. Yeah. The meeting could be about how many errors we had that week. At the end, they'd be like, are there any questions? And this guy would raise his hands and be like, why don't I get more vacation? Because he was from a different country, and he would spend 10 minutes complaining that it wasn't fair that he got the same amount of vacation as everyone else.
Because he had to go back to his country, and because
it took him longer to get back to his country.
Go move back there, asshole.
Every single meeting, he said he should have an extra week of vacation for travel time.
No, that's not how that works.
Every single time.
You should work here longer, and you'll have that.
Yeah. Well, but then the other people who work here longer, it's not fair. It's technically more vacation for them because they blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no, you don't have to go back there.
Yeah. Nobody's forcing you.
Yeah. Get over
it. You could just move back there and then you don't have to deal with it.
Solved.
But you'll be working at a dirt farm fucking harvesting dirt, idiot. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Oh, that same guy that asked about the ice cream.
Yeah.
Another time he had suggested that we just don't take raises. And I think I know they listened to him, unfortunately. But I think the collective group, like, just fucking... I'm sure a few people yelled at him, shut the fuck up.
Good.
Jesus, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you ever fucking say that? Go volunteer your own fucking money.
Yeah.
But don't volunteer my fucking money.
Right. Did you tell him he should just work for free?
Oh, my God.
I would have been like, why doesn't fucking Jim Bob just work for free?
since he doesn't need money, since he doesn't need raises or money, just I'll take his salary.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do twice as much work.
Oh, another thing this weekend. Apparently you don't need to not have a mask on for people to know what the fuck you're thinking.
Okay.
I was at Cabela's.
Yeah.
I went to go buy some stuff, and I'm walking. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go get in line. This register was empty.
Yeah.
And I'm walking up to the register, about to put my stuff down. This fucking lady comes from the other way, the wrong way.
Yeah.
And just goes to set her shit down. And apparently my eyes said a million words.
Yeah.
Because she looked at me and she's like, oh, you're really irritated. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Like, yeah. And, yeah, I can.
And Dory was like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. She's like, no, he's not happy right now. I'm going to go ahead and wait over here. I don't want the bad karma.
I'm going to get in line like I should have in the first place. That's funny.
I fucking scared this bitch with my eyes.
Good job, Colin.
That was awesome. I'm like, and I told Dory, I'm like, I don't know what look I gave her, but
I wish I did. Wish I had a picture of it so I could fucking master it.
It's probably my normal look anyway. It's yeah. Just, you know.
She probably just saw your face and be like, oh, that's an ugly man. I don't want to be near him.
Then she was with her husband too, and he was even like, I'm just gonna go ahead and back off. I'm like, whatever.
That's funny.
It was pretty funny.
You got anything else?
No. I
don't. All right, I'm gonna go find our email box and see if we got any emails, and then this is gonna be a really short episode because I gotta eat before work.
That's okay.
It would have been a normal sized episode, but Colin hates you.
Do you really need more of us? Jesus Christ. I'm unwrapping a Reese's peanut butter cup right now. Yeah, let me get that. This is some Reese's ASMR. Oh, yeah. Look at that. It's like cracked in half.
Will you save some of those for the children?
Yeah. I'm just ASMR Reese's.
All right. Keep it up. Oh, no. That's awful. Ugh. I feel bad for everybody who listens now. I mean, I'm leaving it in, but
100%.
That doesn't make me not, like, I had to hear it, so now you all have to hear it. It's going to be way worse than you hear it, because it's going to be fucking auto-leveled, so it's going to be louder and more mouth-soundy. All right, that's enough. Goddamn.
Mm. So good, though. Wow.
Fuck, man. I'm going to clip those sounds and sell them to porn for sound effects.
Why the fuck haven't we done ASMR eating, Trevor? We're both fat guys.
Because it's disgusting.
You have good microphone. Doesn't matter. You can actually make money on YouTube with it.
I would jerk off on Chatterbait before I would do ASMR eating.
All right.
Just saying.
All right.
This thing's loading. Give it a second. I started watching Enterprise again.
Yeah.
The first season of that show is great. Mm-hmm. Like, it starts off good.
All three seasons are good of that show.
Yeah, there's four, but yeah.
Oh, that's right, there's four of that, isn't there?
Yeah, the season finale sucks. One more
than TOS. The series finale is the worst episode of Star Trek ever.
Yep, that's probably true.
I don't even think there's a worse Voyager episode.
Oh, that's not true. There's that,
Okay, you're right.
There's an episode where they go to Warp 10, and so it turns them into slug people who are the... It turns them into mindless slugs who are the pinnacle of evolution somehow.
I forgot that fucking Voyager is just hot garbage.
It turns them into fucking just giant amphibious catfish. And somehow amphibious catfish are the pinnacle of evolution.
I was talking to somebody the other day and they were telling me how Voyager was their favorite. And I'm like, I don't understand what those words mean.
Also...
They don't belong in the same, like, paragraph together.
Paris and Janeway, when they turned into amphibious catfish that are the pinnacle of evolution, even though they're not sentient, fucked and had a bunch of baby pinnacle of people catfish, babies, that they immediately abandoned when they turned back into humans and just left on the planet they found they had them on.
Perfect.
So, somewhere out there, Janeway has a bunch of fish babies that she abandoned. She's literally the worst captain in Star Trek history.
Yeah, she's awful.
There are unfortunately no emails.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
But if you would like to fix that for next week, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com.
It's not like I got the episode out late.
Yeah. I got it to you really late, but that wasn't your fault. Oh, there goes a magnet. Anyway, loudneighbors.com, facebook.com/loudneighbors. email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. I got nothing.
I got something for you.
What?
That ass.